Short story number 107, Holy Clouds, by Larry Vardaman. The most successful rainmaking results in the world have come from operations conducted in Israel. In the 1960s, cloud seeding was begun on storms moving into Israel from the Mediterranean Ocean. They were seeded with silver iodide from aircraft flying parallel to the coastline upwind of the Sea of Galilee in northern Israel. Increases in precipitation were routinely found to be greater for seeded clouds compared to unseeded clouds over northern Israel and into Lebanon. Dr. Abraham Gagin was the project director for many years in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. He was a professor of meteorology at Hebrew University and a colonel in the Israeli Air Force. During an extended visit to Colorado State University in the summer of 1972, while I was in graduate school, he told me that the day before the 1967 war broke out, he had been flying north and south along the coast of Israel, seeding clouds. The next day, when hostilities started with Egypt, he was flying in the same area, this time flying a jet fighter, firing missiles at tanks. The clouds were similar on both days, but instead of trying to squeeze water or rain from the clouds, he was using them to hide from enemy aircraft. It's interesting that clouds seeded with silver iodide in Israel consistently produce about 20% more water in the Sea of Galilee and the snow on Mount Hermon than unseeded clouds. The hills and valleys north of Jerusalem are greener, and farmers are able to grow more crops due to rainmaking. Even the limited flow of water in the Jordan River has been augmented. Why are the clouds in Israel so responsive compared to other locations in the world? Is it because they're special in some way? Are they holy? Dr. Gagin was intrigued by this question and studied the preliminary results from the Climax 1 project in Colorado. There seem to be some similarities between Colorado clouds and Israeli clouds when they were partitioned by cloud top temperature. Although Colorado clouds were far less convective than Israeli clouds, and Colorado clouds formed over mountainous terrain, both kinds of clouds seemed to produce the best results when cloud top temperatures were warm and upper level clouds were absent. Warm cloud top temperatures and missing upper level clouds seem to occur more frequently in Israel. Possibly this is the reason for the strong response to cloud seeding in Israel. But why do Israeli clouds tend to have warm cloud tops and few clouds above? This may be due to Israel's unique location at the eastern end of the Mediterranean Ocean. Storms tend to pile up against the coastline, which is completely surrounded by desert in all directions, except to the west. The dry air and downward motions over the Mediterranean during the daytime, when most aircraft seeding is done, may dissipate upper-level clouds over Israel, preventing the natural seeder process from working. Under these conditions, cloud seeding would be expected to work more efficiently. This turns out to not be the whole story. When an intense storm moves across Israel, it will frequently create high winds that pick up dust. This dust has been found to reduce the effectiveness of cloud seeding. A storm with high winds tends to precipitate more heavily on the dust particles, and the precipitation produced by ice crystals from cloud seeding is not as effective. Because of this finding from additional research in the 80s and 90s, cloud seeding is now conducted on less intense storms with lighter winds. Maybe clouds in Israel are holier than elsewhere. If so, it may be because they are located over Israel, God's special place on earth, the home of the Jews.